From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that Governor Kathy Hochul's plan to double the amount of new housing over the next decade is apparently dead and will not be in the state budget that is almost a month late. The story claims that suburban Democrats in the legislature blocked the plan because it would establish a state-mandated overhaul to local zoning to incentivize residential development. Hochul and many other officials have said there is an affordable housing crisis across the state, and this plan was one way of addressing that problem. Instead, not-in-my-backyard attitudes are stopping needed new housing from being built. Progressive forces on the left did not like the plan because it did not significantly expand tenant protections. Last week, Hochul said that, and I quote, after weeks of negotiations, the legislature continues to oppose core elements of the housing compact. I will continue to discuss other elements of the plan and policy changes that will increase supply and make housing more affordable, end quote. Cia Weaver, campaign coordinator for Housing Justice for All, said, and I quote, rather than coming together to deliver for working families struggling to keep a roof over their heads, Albany leaders appear to be throwing their hands in the air, end quote. Hochul's plan was to create 800,000 housing units over the next decade. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Andrea Mako reports in Porcupine Soup that a hiring event April 24th to April 29th for a new Baltimore Travel Plaza indicates that renovations are almost complete and it should reopen soon after 2 years. Officials are not saying when exactly the Travel Plaza on Interstate 87 in Greene County will open, but they say it will be sometime in the second quarter of 2023. Shift supervisors, baristas, retail cashiers, and custodians are needed for a new Chick-fil-A, Panera, Shake Shack, Starbucks, and C-Store businesses, while Burger King and Panera Bread are not listed in the announcement of new hires needed. The hiring event runs April 24th to 28th at 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and April 29th from 9 a.m. to noon at the new Baltimore Firehouse on Gill Road. The new Baltimore service area opened on April 3, 1957, and was last renovated in 1992. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Heather Bellow reports for the Berkshire Eagle that in February someone attempted to burn down a tree with an obscene sign supporting former President Donald Trump off Route 41 in Great Barrington, and police say they are close to figuring out the culprit. The tree had two signs. One said, and I quote, F the left, end quote, and the other was a standard Trump campaign sign. The second tree next to that one had signs that said, and I quote, MAGA, end quote, and I quote, let's go Brandon, end quote. The latter phrase is generally considered right-wing code for, and I quote, F Joe Biden, end quote. Great Barrington Police Chief Paul Sorte said, and I quote, we're getting close, we have some leads that we're working on, end quote. The arsonist left their gas can at the scene. Property owners Elise and Michael Succo declined to comment. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. The Columbia paper reports that Charlotte Schutz, a former president of the Rojan Library who died in December 2022, has donated money for the library to retire its $232,000 mortgage. Schutz left instructions in her will that funds from her estate be used to retire the Roloff Jansen Community Library's mortgage and that remaining funds be used to build an outdoor pavilion for community activities. Patricia Placona, president of the library's board of trustees, said, and I quote, all those associated with the library, staff, and patrons have been the beneficiary of Charlotte's generosity over the years. Now her bequest means that the library community will continue to benefit from her forethought for years to come, end quote. The Roloff Jansen Community Library serves Ancrum, Copaig, and Hillsdale and is located at 9091 Route 22. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.